From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. Cut the cord. I'm your Billy Button. Bill Curtis. And here is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, filling in for Peter Sagal, Faith Saley.
Hello. Thank you. I am Faith Saley, filling in for Peter Sagal, who is out this week for his court-ordered electrolysis appointment. But after a decade of proving myself as a point-thirsty panelist, I have finally made it to the top. Literally, there is a stack of phone books behind this podium that Peter has to stand on. Peter Sagal is so tiny, he usually does the show from Bill's pocket. Peter is so tiny, at the NPR basketball tournament, he got dunked on by Terry Gross.
Oh!
Peter Sagal is so tiny, Elon Musk used him as a submarine. Later on, we will talk to jazz icon, late show band leader, and comparatively very, very tall person, John Batiste. But first, it's time for you to jazz up our show by giving us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. I'm thrilled to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Mike McCallum from Scappoose, Oregon.
Hi, Mike. Scappoose, Oregon. What a delightful name.
It's great. Scappoose sits on the Columbia River, and it looks, you see three volcanoes, and currently they're not exploding.
Oh, thank goodness. Well, Mike, let me introduce you to our panel. First up, it's a co-host of the new podcast, Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone. It's Adam Felber.
Hey there.
Next, an actress and comedian appearing in the upcoming Comedy Central series Southside, Rashawn Scott.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, Don.
And finally, an author and humorist who lied to his wife when he said he was heading to Chicago for important business, Tom Beaudet.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
Good.
So, welcome to the show, Mike. You're going to play Who's Bill this time. Bill Curtis, the man whose voice leaves me pregnant, is going to read you three quotes from this week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain two of them, you'll win our prize. The voice
Great.
Of anyone on our show for your voicemail. Are you ready, Mike?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, here is your first quote.
So what do we got to pay for this? $150?
That was someone ready to pay to make something go away. Who?
I think that's Donald Trump's lawyer.
Well, you know what, Mike? You had me at Donald Trump. So we're going to give it to you.
Thank you.
Yes, it was Donald Trump. This week, the first of perhaps 100 tapes secretly recorded by Trump. There's a general moan. Oh, 100. The first of perhaps 100 tapes secretly recorded by Trump's former fixer, Michael Cohen, dropped. And unlike R. Kelly's 19-minute song, this was a recording of a sexual predator we all wanted to hear.
Get him!
In this tape, Trump and Cohen discuss how to pay off a playmate with whom Trump had an affair soon after his third wife had given birth. Cohen begins by appealing to Trump's insatiable ego by telling him, "Great poll, by the way." We assume he's referencing a political poll and not a body part.
So there's 100 more of these tapes?
99, it's
okay. I mean,
okay.
How will Wolf Blitzer live through this? I mean, the breathlessness of his coverage on this.
Well, that's a guy who has a cardiac arrest whenever three more votes come in Rhode Island on election night.
True enough.
You know, eventually these things will be streaming online and Netflix is really going to change.
Yeah. And you know, everybody's asking, why was Cohen taping this? You know, it's hard to make out what's going on in the tape. It's really bad audio. It's two guys in a room talking over each other. Dear God. Michael Cohen is starting a podcast. How disappointing is it going to be when the pee tape comes out and it's just audio?
Yeah.
They can call it Pee Town.
Right.
Or On Peeing.
Well, they got 100 of these. They've already got two seasons in the can. I think. Do it.
Can we acknowledge that the most shocking thing about this tape is that Trump actually offered to pay?
Yeah. Right? But didn't he also offer to pay cash?
Yeah, he offered to pay cash.
Which is what you do when you want to have a nice illegal payment that nobody ever knows about.
Right.
Just saying.
He reaches into his wallet, though, real slow.
Exactly.
He didn't quite get there.
Yeah, he's waiting to see if Cohen takes out his wallet first.
Exactly.
No, I got this. Yeah. It's just I'm sitting on my wallet.
No, come on. You paid for brunch. Let me get this.
Right. All right, Mike, your next quote is from a comment on a Washington Post story.
The Flavor Blast Extra Cheese Goldfish tastes like salmonella anyway.
That was someone not at all surprised as yet another food joined the list of foods that were what this week?
Banned?
Close, not banned. This is what you do when food is making people sick.
Oh, a recall.
You got it. Yes. This week, we learned we basically can't eat anything anymore. U.S. health officials are warning us to avoid nacho fries, McDonald's salads. Who goes to McDonald's for a salad?
Yes.
Hungry Man meals, Kellogg's Honey Smacks, Taco Bell queso dip. Is anyone surprised by this? The food we know that is killing us slowly is now trying to kill us quickly. The list goes on. 3 million packages of Goldfish crackers, 16 varieties of Ritz crackers, pasta salad, cut melon, fresh veggie trays, imported crab meat. Raw turkey also showed up on the list, which is confusing, since who eats raw turkey? This Thanksgiving, I thought we'd try something different.
Turkey sushi. Can you back up to the 16 varieties of Ritz crackers?
Isn't that astonishing?
All the preschools of all the world must be so sad right now.
I actually found the 16 kinds of Ritz crackers remarkable as well, so I went to their website to see what they were, and it's like, there's bacon flavored, there's like vegetable flavored.
Yeah, but the dead giveaway was the salmonella flavored one.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Salmon is spelled weird on this one.
Right. it's like female salmon.
What's so panicking about this is like crackers are our refuge, right? Crackers are what you eat when you're too sick to keep anything else down.
Yeah.
And now there's this cracker recall, which sounds like a best-selling sequel to Hillbilly Elegy.
Yeah.
Okay, Mike, here's your last quote.
Should I bring my bathing suit?
That was a comment on a New York Times article about a new lake of liquid water found where?
On Mars.
Yes, Mike, this week. Yes, this week, Italian researchers released a report of a hidden lake detected under the southern polar ice cap of Mars. This news sent shockwaves internationally as we all learned there's an Italian space agency. According to
we find a lake for you there.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
That's a lake.
That's a spicy lake.
What else could it be?
Can you imagine how frustrating it is to be an Italian astronaut? You study for years and you do all this training and the whole world is like, it's me, Marzio.
Marzio.
Did you guys get a sense of how big of a deal this is this week? I mean, it's also a little confusing. I feel like we find out that there's water on Mars a lot, but it's frozen.
Yeah,
right?
It's frozen or it's inconclusive. But now there's a lake. There's like beachfront property on Mars now.
But yeah. How pissed is Matt Damon that he spent a year and a half drinking his own urine and there was a lake right there? Bill, how did Mike do?
He did great. He got 3 straight. We're gonna give him all.
Thank you.
Mike, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for playing.
Thank you.
Intergalactic planetary.